The toys are the result of the troop members' Silver Award Community Service Project. That's the highest award possible for a cadet, a Girl Scout who is in the 6th through 8th grade. All three members of Troop 4071 are 8th graders. They'd been visiting the shelter to volunteer and help socialize the pets. Troop leader Sheila Miller says that during those visits, they learned that the shelter needed toys that are disposable or washable. So when the girls decided to go for their silver award, they chose cat toys.
Then they looked up cat toys that they could make. They made some prototypes. Then we went back to the shelter and tested them out on some cats.
The prototypes worked, so the three Girl Scouts organized a cat toy making party and invited the community to help. The event was at the Ketchikan Public Library, and each scout was in charge of specific toys with supplies organized in plastic tubs, an instruction sheet taped to the table to show how to make the toys, and a demo to see what it should look like when complete. Chandra Rhodes has been in Girl Scouts since she was a daisy in kindergarten. She was in charge of tug toys and scratch pads and explains how each is made.
You grab three strips of like fabric and you braid them together so it's easier, you know, what sticks so you can grab onto it and like, you know, play tug of war. And so, yeah. And then for the scratch pad, all you do is you grab some like some plywood or something, and you wrap this some string on it, and it's like a scratching pad.
Girl Scout Kari Montero describes another toy that she was helping people make.
Well, you would need one rubber band, an 6 to 8 strips of pre-cut felt. You would tie the strips of felt around the rubber band and make it colorful. Then, ta-da! That's easy.
And here's Naomi Welty, the third member of the troop.
Well, this one, it's where you can take a piece of fabric and put some catnip in it, like in the center, just a little bit. And you could tie it with a rubber band and put a little bell in it, or you could use some yarn. And on this side, we have make your own, which is basically taking whatever and using your own ideas to make a cat toy of yourself.
All three girls agreed that the project was inspired by a love for animals. Here's Kari again.
We're thinking about our causes of what we wanted to do and what was the major problem. And so one of the problems that came up is, like, we liked animals. And we wanted them to get adopted, you know, but we couldn't really do anything about that. But so we went to the pound, and then we figured out something what we wanted to do for them and that they needed. And so they needed toys.
Which one of you guys want to play?
At the shelter, volunteer Lisa Renshaw tries out some of the toys on various cats.
Holy moly, what is this? What is this?
Renshaw has volunteered at the shelter since last September. She says that she, other volunteers, and staff members appreciate the Girl Scouts' hard work.
It's awesome. It's so great because the kittens get different types of play and interaction. So we're really happy about that.
Shelter animals that are able to play and interact with people make better pets, so the Girl Scouts gift not only benefits the cats now, but helps their future families as well. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.